This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
Hello, is this the podcast?
This is the podcast. Okay. And we're allowed to say who's in the room on the podcast, Gollum said.
It's me. It's Dave.
Our new presenter Fiona Frawley's in the room. Hello.
Oh my god, hey guys, I'm shy. I wasn't ready for this.
Things you don't say in radio. I'm shy.
I'm starting a new trend. I'm nervous.
The shy radio presenter. Can you hear her blushing?
Give her a platform, please.
So where are we at? So we're on Thursday. Or no, sorry, today's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm really thrown this week because I know it's a short week, but I keep thinking I'm a day ahead of myself because you're used to having a bank holiday Monday to have a short week.
Girl,
other way around this
crazy
week. Fiona, what's the crack? It'll just be you. So basically, myself and Dave, our last show is tomorrow.
Yes.
On our own.
Yeah.
And then next week we're off.
Yes. Yeah.
And I heard producer Callum's luring you in for the week.
I'll stop. I know. Is that every day? Like, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just going to be me and him, like,
just
watching
him.
Watching Moana. Like, I don't
at
really
least
know.
At least you won't be in. I don't think you'll be in, like, at, like, 6 a.m.
I don't mind. Hey, I'm a go-getter.
Although
I'm
maybe you should
really
start. Maybe you should start getting used to it.
I was honestly thinking that. I was like, should I just try and wake up that time every day next week?
Basically, I'll tell you this. It'll take 3 weeks for your body to go, all right, this is a thing now.
Yeah. Do you guys do like an alarm clock like on the side of the room, or do you just use your phone?
At the beginning, I didn't trust myself because
I
go into a coma.
Yeah.
So I had a physical alarm and my alarm, and both will go off in harmony. I now trust my body clock a little bit more.
You slay.
Like, I would wake up at the weekend at 5:30.
What time do you wake up in the weekend?
I don't know, 8?
8, right. Okay, yeah, but 8, to be honest, is how I wake up. My Whoop wakes me up and just like vibrates my arm, and then my alarm goes off 20 minutes later.
Okay, very good.
It's kind of a fail-safe. Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to do like an alarm clock on the side of the room. Just at the start.
It's needed. You know what? There's nothing worse than not being able to sleep then because you're worried you won't wake up.
So once you have
the physical alarm, you're like, I'm going to wake up.
How does Dwayne feel about that? Sorry, every time I say Dwayne, I think Dwayne.
The Rock Johnson. Oh, okay, that's a new
get Dwayne
on.
On.
Dwayne won't mind.
Did you ever see that video of he's been shot? Do you remember the Snoop Dogg? He's been shot, get the news on. Ruby, I was only playing with Dwayne the other day.
I actually don't think I have.
But
I think I know he's been shot,
get
but I don't think.
Get the news on.
Get the news on.
I love it so much. Snoop Dogg, what is the Snoop Dogg dead?
Fucking bitch. Remember that?
You can say
Dwayne that way all the time if you want.
Yeah, Dwayne, I will be saying
it. I think I told you about my hairdresser who just refuses to call him anything other than Dwayne. Dune.
Dune. Here. Dune. Here.
She's
can
like,
I get the audio from the PC on this? No.
I don't think so. Hold on, listen.
Snoop Dogg dead, 51.
Don't say that.
I swear to God.
Oh, Ruby, I was only playing him, but you're way and you don't know.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, he's up to get shot.
He's up to get shot?
Yeah.
Oh my God, get the news on.
No.
You fucking cunt.
Actually, sorry, the C word.
Sorry, that trend was the best thing
I loved
ever
it
on
so
TikTok.
Much.
I don't think it's
loved
been.
This.
I don't think it's been.
He's been shot.
So you've all next week, just you and Callum, and then we're all back.
Romantic.
So, feckin' hell, Monday week.
I know, girls. It's great. It's so exciting.
Crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? I had a nightmare. No.
Just leave it there.
What was your nightmare?
And by the way, we can't talk about dreams on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Not,
or how tired you are.
Oh, no, I won't talk about
that. Tell us, what was your nightmare?
I just had a nightmare that, like, it was the first day of the show. And I was like, so, guys, how about, like, this? And you both looked at me and were like, no.
That will happen.
It's going to be fine.
Oh, God, poor Fiona.
I've been doing this show with Dave for 2.5 years and he still looks at me like that.
I do, don't worry.
So sometimes I'm him going, really?
So but in the nightmare worry. Then we went for coffee afterwards and Callum was like, I just have to make a call. And he was like on the phone to Nick being like, I don't think it's going to work out.
No.
Yeah. And I just woke up and I was like, I won't talk about my dreams again.
Good to know.
No, we love talking about dreams on the podcast.
Yeah.
Content.
Okay.
Wake up.
We got the dreams.
It spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy, what are we? Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Oh my God, happy middle of the week.
I know, it's really confusing this week because a lot of people, including us, were very lucky to be off Friday.
Yeah.
But now I keep thinking it's Thursday because you're used to short weeks kicking off on a Tuesday. It's just messing my head a little bit.
I don't think that's a normal thing to be off on Fridays. I don't know any other company that's off on Friday.
I know.
Don't tell our company.
Say nothing.
Come here. Yesterday we were talking about cups of tea and you asked me how many sugars were to go in my cups of tea.
Yeah.
And I said four. Mm-hmm. Right. And four was obviously ridiculous. Four was obviously insane. However, four was correct. But it was four, and I feel like I haven't really done myself any favours because I didn't really fight back. I didn't explain myself. I just dropped that bomb of four sugars, see ya. Whether that's two, I shouldn't have done that, and I'm sorry. So, in my cup of tea is four sugars. Mm. However, it is four little packets of Sucra, right?
Which is exactly like a teaspoon.
I refuse to believe that there is an actual tablespoon of sugar in here because that does not taste like a tablespoon of sugar.
Can we? Does anyone have a spoon?
I have one here.
Oh, go on, brilliant.
Because I refuse. Okay. I am doing the proof, right? So I'm gonna. It's a tiny little packet of sugar, which is supposed to be one teaspoon.
Let's see. Yeah.
Here we go. We're going to pour it.
He's pouring it on.
That is.
A lot is left.
That is half a teaspoon.
Ah, it's not. You've spilled so much of it. But the problem with it is, Dave, what it isn't.
That's half a teaspoon.
No, what it isn't is a heaped teaspoon.
But I would go in and like, yeah, exactly. I would get a heap.
Exactly.
Whereas that's a little.
That's like a regular person's one.
And do you know what I'll do with that? I'll put that right in my tea.
Yeah.
For five sugars. Because technically that's only two and a half and that's not crazy.
That's what I mean. Like, for the regular person, you would need four of them to make your normal heap.
Heap. Yeah, a heap.
So you actually are very healthy.
Thank you.
You have nothing to worry about. Welcome.
Hey, it's great. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Calvin Harris and Smoke the Pain Away. It is a day for the Ducks if you haven't opened the curtains yet.
Grim.
Ooh, just prepare yourself. It's kind of a shock when you haven't seen a morning like that in a while. It's Em and Dave on Spin. Hope you're well this morning.
Good morning. Speaking of shock, I did a massive shock to myself and to everyone else in the world last night. Who knows me? Because I ran 5K.
Go on, David Hammond. That's epic stuff. Yeah. Well
and
done,
I
sir.
And I have not shut up about it. I think that's officially done. I've now officially told everyone in the world. Like, I literally finished a 5K and I was like, who can I text? I'll text this person. Hi, I haven't talked to you in 2016, since 2016, but here we go.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things that you feel like, I'm going to put that into the family WhatsApp group there now.
I literally did.
Yeah, yeah,
I did the arm strength emojis. But no, I was buzzing myself. And it wasn't an amazing time or whatever.
I thought it was fairly solid.
And my
7 minutes a kilometre is all right, pal.
Yeah.
On your first 5K.
My very first. That's what I keep saying. It was my first one.
No, that's unreal. It doesn't matter.
If you had said at the start of the year I was going to run 5K, okay, I honestly would have was like.
No, I think you totally deserve your moment in the sun here now.
Huge moment. Mm. But I am really, really buzzing myself. But throughout the whole run, I was just kind of thinking about multiple things. And multiple things that, A, annoy me about running and other people while you're running. And then, like, things I've done. So, like, for example, I got the runners. The runners are all sorted. They're not great runners. You can really, really feel that, and the fact that they're so painful. But they are on my feet, so that's good. I got the arm strap for my phone. I'm that guy now. I have my phone goes in a little strap on my arm. I have the Whoop. If I didn't have the Whoop, I honestly would not go for a run because there'd be no proof that I was on the run at all.
What's the point?
Exactly. So, but I do have a couple of tips for you. If you are not running and you meet a runner on the street, number one, get out of the way. That should just be a given. Number one, get out of the way.
Chances are you're walking and not trying to catch your breath.
Yeah.
So let them just get on with it.
There was a girl coming. I was running through a park yesterday and some girl came down the steps with her bike. And after she got down the steps, after lifting her bike down the stairs, she was like, God, I'm wrecked. But her bike was just directly in my path. And I was like, I have to run around your bike now. And I know that's only a meter more. But when you're in a flow, you're like, I can't believe I have to go around this bike now.
I understand.
This is so, so difficult. If you see me going up a huge hill and I'm red in the face, give me a little cheer. Give me a little, keep going.
Yeah, the best things you can ever see is, like, you know, the mini marathons or whatever, the women's one last year, is when the kids, like, give you a high five and you're like, oh, I can't start slowing down now.
I gotta keep going. Well, I mean, why do you do it to your dog? Made him feel good. I'm no different. Tell me I'm doing a great job and I'm the best boy and keep going. Yeah. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? I have right of way 100% of the time.
Right.
Okay? You should look at me running as if I'm an ambulance. Do you know what I mean? Like, If I all of a sudden want to run on the wrong side of the road because it's easier for me, then you stop your car and you let me.
I understand.
Because I'm on a run and I'm very important.
There's nothing sadder than seeing a runner at a traffic light waiting for the lights to turn green and just kind of hopping on the spot.
Exactly.
You know, trying to keep it up.
Yeah. She did that yesterday. I didn't want to stop because I was like, this is... I'm really in a flow here.
Running,
do you know what I mean?
Is purely a mental
it
thing.
It so is. But so
fitness is second, I think. Mentality is first.
I literally wanted to cross the road, but a car was coming their way. Now, the car then turned right. Didn't indicate. Make sure you indicate because I need to know if you're coming my way or not, because I just started jogging on the spot there like a dope. And you were fine. You went and turned right and I could have kept going. So yeah, I've ride away 100% of the time. I hope that's okay. If I know you, do not talk to me. Do not wave at me. Don't even acknowledge me. Right. You text me after and you say, hey, you looked great.
Yeah.
You didn't look red at all. Mm-hmm. And you looked like you could run 5K more.
You were very athletic looking.
Yes, exactly. And I've always complained about people who upload their run on Instagram. Little photo.
Yeah.
I did it last night.
Little map.
A little map and the time and the pace.
Satisfying about it, isn't there?
I did that last night and I thought, God, there's some people now who don't run who've never experienced that. That's a thrill. Mm. Putting that up, getting that amount. I didn't think. I always click past someone's run, like their map.
Oh no, I had a good look. I was like, oh, he was around Bushy Park. Lovely, nice straight road then, all the way down. Yeah, good
I usually click past all of them. Mm. And now that I'm a runner, I'm like, hey guys, if we could all upload pictures of our runs, please, that'd be great.
Well done, Dave. That's unreal.
Thank you very much.
It's so funny. I went over my ankle last week and.
Oh, so you can't run?
Well, no, I wasn't running at the moment. Obviously, anyway, I'm super unfit at the moment. But because my steps are class because of the dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to ruin my whole average. So I've just taken off the watch.
Oh, very good.
I don't want it to do with you. It's on my bedside locker. I'll see you when I get better because my it's going to throw the whole average off.
So you have no proof that you're going for walks?
Well, that's the thing. Jack's walking the dog because my ankle's in bits.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want anything to do with the watch.
I'm with you.
The average will be thrown. It's so funny, isn't it?
Put my watch on there, Jack, and go for a walk.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What's the crack?
Hey, good morning.
I really think they should do more of this if they can, if they have the pull like Vogue do. British Vogue, basically, their featured and their cover star for this month is Billie Eilish, yeah?
Okay.
And instead of, don't get me wrong, up journalism, up people having jobs and all the rest, instead of just a regular journalist from British Vogue sitting down with Billy. Instead, they recruited Chapel Roan, Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, Charlie XCX, Sabrina Carpenter and SZA to instead all ask Billy questions to feature in the magazine.
Okay, well, one, that would be interesting purely because I suppose as artists, they'd know the questions they want to be asked.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, why?
Just, I suppose, a bit of flavour. I'm like, it's more clickable, isn't it? To be like, well, what kind of question would Ariana Grande ask Billy?
It's clever.
It is. So with that in mind, Dave, I'd like to kind of pose these questions from these celebs to you and kind of compare and contrast your answers compared to what Billy has actually said, okay?
Okay.
So we'll start with Chapel Roan,
me and Billy very similar, obviously.
Yeah, well, you're both kind of emo-y.
Yeah, emo-y.
Yeah, that's kind of all you have in common, really.
Yeah.
Chapel Roan said, okay, let's kick this thing off, Billy, my love. Fun question. People are curious why you don't wear long nails anymore. Care to explain?
The reasons I don't wear long nails is because I'm not able to type on my phone with the long nails. Mm. I'm not able to grab onto things as easier. So I like to bite my nails down to a stub. And that's why I don't have the long nails.
Cool.
Because I can't rock them.
Similar enough, Billy said, I love to pick up a guitar and play piano when at home and on tour, and I just can't do that when I have long nails. I pop some on every now and again, though. I miss them so much. Love you, Chapel. Thanks for asking.
She does have long nails every now and again.
Every now and again.
Yeah, but yeah, it's very hard to play guitar. That's what I found with the long nails. Very hard to play guitar.
It is. Especially the piano.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj said, now, Dave, I really want you to think about your answer on this. Mm. This may be an odd question, but you seem a bit uncomfortable with how beautiful you are at times. I could be wrong. Many women from all walks of life have felt their work was overshadowed by their beauty or their physical attributes. Was there ever a time in your career or before you made it when you wished people couldn't see you and they could only hear music and really got a chance to just listen to the written words?
No. The thought that Nicki Minaj came up with that question, not a chance.
Of course she did.
That was a PR agent that came up with that.
Wasn't.
Is she ever uncomfortable? Am I ever uncomfortable that I'm so beautiful?
Yeah, does it ever make you comfortable that you're so hot?
Only, you know, when you walk into a room and you're like, oh God, again, I'm the hottest person in this room. That's so annoying. A lot of attention. It's a lot of pressure.
you know, oh,
people just don't stop looking at you.
Yeah, exactly.
All the girls want you.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll take a photo here. I'll take a photo there. Oh, it's a lot of work. It is tough. It's pressure. Yeah,
okay,
it is pressure.
Different response to Billy. Billy was much more humble there. Said, Nikki, this question made me tear up a little. Like you said at the beginning of the question, I've never really felt very beautiful or seen myself in that way. So I definitely never struggled with the idea that it would overshadow anything else.
Oh.
Poor old Billy.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go with that answer. Yeah, that's better.
Ariana Grande, you give so much of yourself to the world and to your people, Dave, as you do to your people.
Yes, all the time.
As such a vulnerable, emotionally generous artist and friend, which of course, Dave, you are too, what is something that helps you replenish when your tank is running low?
Oh, that would be the pub. And that would be bacon fries in the pub. And alone time.
Yeah,
a lot of alone time.
A lot of alone time, cool.
Just so that when I do meet up with people, I'm able to, you know, give them my time and energy, which is what they crave.
Cool. Well, she talked about being around people that she loves, people that make her laugh and make her feel whole. She talked about her mum and dad and, of course, Phineas. I think Phineas played the Olympia last night or the night before. Okay, Charlie XCX said, if someone was making a movie about your life, who would direct it and who would star as you?
Ooh, who would direct it? I want to say, well, obviously you'd want to producer Callum to direct it.
Yeah.
You'd have to. Like, who else? He's the director of my life. He may as well be the director of the movie about my life. And who would play me? Will Smith? Do you not think?
Yeah.
No, I think it's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Maybe Justin Bieber.
You're fond of yourself, RD. Sabrina Carpenter, what's your gas station order?
I'll have €50 petrol, please.
What do you pick up? What's your treat? What's your snack?
Oh, do you know what I do like? When you go to one of those specific shops and they do the slushies, the Fanta slushies.
Oh. Yeah.
Big fan of them.
I'd say you and Billy have a similar
diet.
Terms of, I think she loves her, like, you know what I mean? Like, for example, on her list was cans of Monster that she'd buy in the shop. And she says she drives an electric car now.
Eco Queen.
But she said she'll always get gum no matter where she goes.
I can't imagine Billie Eilish driving. I can't imagine driving past Billie Eilish. I think that'd be bizarre.
I suppose I watched her documentary. She loves her Mustang. Finally, SZA, what are your dreams like? What's the last nightmare you had? Do you ever have premonitions?
I had a dream that my housemate Linda last night was having a mental breakdown.
Oh.
And so she decided to not sleep in a duvet, but from now on sleep in a sleeping bag for some reason. So she's, I don't know what was going on with her, but I texted her there this morning and she really enjoyed it. So
okay, that's nice.
That was my latest dream.
Well, Billie Eilish is actually, just the way some of her music and videos can be very dark and stuff, you kind of wonder, oh, SZA, what are you getting at here?
Going on.
Her last dream that she qualified as a nightmare was her waiting at a taco truck, so somewhere to just pick up tacos, and she put her order in, but they just kept forgetting to give it to her.
No.
She was like, hello, and that is nightmare,
that is
I suppose. And I guess when you've got that kind of money in the bank, maybe that's the level of nightmare you experience.
Oh yeah, no other problems except for tacos.
Exactly.
Good morning. This week on the show, we got all access passes, and all access passes to anywhere are fun, but it's to Emerald Park, which is even better. All right, I cannot get over how much I would love an all access pass to Emerald Park.
If you have an AAA pass for Emerald Park, you get to skip the queue.
I don't know. Okay. I don't think so. I don't think that. But don't be stupid, Emma. That'd be ridiculous. You can't skip a queue. People have as much right to go on a roller coaster as you do.
Right.
Even with your all access pass. See, this is what happens to celebrities. You give them all access passes and they think they're class. But no. There's an all access pass to Emerald Park, so you do have to wait in the queue, but you get to go on everything you want, anything and everything, as much times as you want.
Okay.
Honestly, it sounds
sorry
like,
about that for just. Sorry for questioning it. My
it
apologies.
Sounds unbelievable. And when we were there, we had the best time ever.
Such a laugh.
It was so much fun, and we want to get you there. It's set for an extra special Easter this year with a new family event called Hop and Hunt.
Yeah, it's going to be one of Ireland's largest Easter egg hunts. It's taking place from today until Sunday, and if you want more details, you can find them at emeraldpark.ie. We're making this so easy for you this week. If you want to win 4 all-access passes, then listen up. What we're going to do is crack an Easter egg in studio. There's a song in there. Tell us the song. It is literally a simple as that.
I love cracking an Easter egg on my head. Do you ever like, you know, you have the egg and you're like, oh, how will I open it? I could bite at the top and then potentially hurt my gums. No. Straight at your head.
The problem is sometimes when it's been in the fridge, you forget that how hard.
Oh, yeah.
A melty one is fun.
I think that's why I am the way I am, to be honest.
Have you bought Easter eggs yet? I've had 3.
I've had 2 Easter eggs.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Which I used to think, like, you couldn't buy Easter eggs before the Easter Sunday because it was bad luck.
Is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought maybe the Easter Bunny would come and kill me or something.
Right, have a listen to this. Tell us the song. You could win your way the 4 all access passes to Emerald Park.
All right.
Now, can I ask?
Not really the hook of the song there. But
can I ask, is the artist in the egg, or is it a little radio, or what is it?
Oh, yeah, I don't think the artist is probably climbing into the egg. I'd say what's happening there is there's like a tiny smart speaker in the egg.
You think, yeah.
Playing the tunes.
Okay.
You know, there's a version of Easter egg that could release with this kind of method in mind, should they wish. Come.
Right, fair enough. Alexa?
Alexa.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Oh, an Alexa.
An egg smart speaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, thank you for
ready,
that.
It really wasn't that.
Incredible addition, Callum.
087-711-1038. Tell us the name of that song. Win your way to Emerald Park. Simple as.
Good morning. Do you remember yesterday I was telling you that I've been putting like random photos of people into ChatGPT and be like, make this into a dog?
Yeah.
Or I've been putting my photos of my friend's dogs into ChatGPT and be like, make this a human. Mm. Well, I've started to actually use it for good. And what I did was I went around my garden and I took a load of photos because I'm 30 now. Mm. So I'm at the age where I'm like, I'd like a nice garden. Mm. The only thing I do to the garden is cut the grass, by the way. It's the least I can do because it turns grim if I don't. But
and also, I broke a lawnmower belonging to my landlord years ago and I learned the hard way. Don't let it grow too long, lads, because yeah, I broke the bloody thing.
It's really grim. But I put in photos of the garden into ChatGPT and I said, listen, I rent, so I don't want to do anything too expensive. But what would you do to the garden? And what it'll do is it'll spit out another photo and it'll be like, here's some ideas of things you can do.
Oh, I need to do this. Like, it's amazing for like interior design and
it's
stuff.
It's stunning.
It?
Yeah, yeah. So I put in a photo of my garden from the back, right? And I put in, there's the house at the back and you have the green garden, right? And that's what it gave me back, which is just a load of shrubbery. It's like a nice, cool table over to the right. And I said, okay, make it less flowery because there's lots of flowers going on. There'll be a lot of work for me.
A lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. So give me one with less flowers. But it put pavements through the middle of the grass. And I'm nice. Like, where? How am I supposed to... Do you want my landlord to come over one day and go, did you put pavements down on through the grass? Then I said, make it a little bit more Love Island, right? And so it came up with this.
Oh,
and so
beautiful.
What it did was, right as you come out the door of the back garden, it was like a nice patio area. It just put a fire pit and it put some chairs around it and some nice fairy lights. Honestly, go take a photo of your garden and put it in ChatGPT and be like, when you make this garden look nicer, or just like, what are your ideas or something like that?
It's one of those weird things where when my landlord obviously bought the house, whenever he did, he never put real grass down in the garden.
As in,
he never put down grass seed. So our garden is just manky.
Really?
As in, like, in the grass is just weedy and not great,
no.
If you know what I mean?
You see, I wouldn't be able to deal with that now. I'd be sorting that out.
Would you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, when you rent, I'm like, it's actually not mine.
It's not
mine. I'm not bringing a digger in here to sort it out. Like, you know?
I get that, no,
my, 100%. One tulip that me and my housemate planted over lockdown, and it comes up for 3 weeks a year, and I go, there's the tulip, see you next year.
That's lovely.
And that's about it.
And you don't have to do anything.
No, nothing.
That's kind of the dream garden.
It is the dream garden, just my one singular tulip. That's a fabulous way to do it, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a nice, like, an interior design idea.
And then does it tell you, these are the flowers that I've planted here?
Yeah, yeah, if you ask it, yeah.
It's too smart. I don't like it. It's freaking me out.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Bless Cameron Watson. That's Kisses here on Spin with Em and Dave. What's the crack?
Hey, good morning. What's happening this week on the show? All access passes, should I say, up for grabs. Emerald Park. A lot of people are off this week. And it'd be a nice way to spend the week going to Emerald Park. There is an Easter egg hunt. It's called Hop and Hunt. And it is extra special because it's going to be one of Ireland's largest Easter egg hunts. And it's taking place from Wednesday to Sunday. Find out all the info at emeraldpark.ie.
That's obviously kicking off today as well. So if you win the passes today, make sure to get there as quick as you can for all access passes to go, not just today, but tomorrow as well on the show. Basically what we did was we put a song into an Easter egg. You need to figure out what the song is, and it sounds like this. Not too tricky.
No,
this
not
morning.
Too taxing.
Clodagh's on to give this a lash. Hello.
Hi.
Are you? It sounds like you're out in the rain right now.
It does. It sounds miserable. What's going on, Clodagh?
I am in the car on the way to work.
What do you do for work, Clodagh?
I work in the community running nutrition programs.
Oh, hello.
You work the community with nutrition programs. How does that work?
Yeah, we just run healthy eating programs just to help people learn to cook.
Clodagh, are you food dudes?
No, I used to be food news, but no, not this shelf. No.
Get her off the phone!
Why? How dare you?
Food dudes!
What's food dudes?
Did you not have food dudes in school?
No.
Oh my God, food dudes was the worst thing in the world. Sorry, I totally forgot that you wouldn't know this. And Callum, you wouldn't know this. Food dudes, Clodagh, do you want to explain what food dudes was to Emma, please?
Basically, well, I won't explain it in the way that you would if you had the job, but you force kids to basically eat fruit and vegetables.
Force them down their throat for a frisbee. That's what you do. They used to come in and go, here's a tomato, eat it, raw. And you go, I hate this. And they go, here's a frisbee. You want the frisbee? You got to finish the tomato. That's what used to happen. And Clodagh was the person that did it.
Wow, Clodagh.
I can't believe we finally got to the bottom of this. Anyway, Clodagh, listen, you know, forgive and forget and all that crack. Listen, you've been listening to that song that has an artist in the Easter egg. What's that song?
It's New Rules by Dua Lipa.
New Rules by Dua Lipa.
Let's just check in.
I got no rules, I count them. Oh, what a tune. Very, very good. Congratulations.
It's my good little flex.
Thank you so much.
I interviewed her the day that song was released. No one else bothered to show up for the interview, the other radio stations, because I thought, who's this nobody?
Wow.
And it was the day that song was released.
And there you go. That is the reason, Clodagh, that Dua Lipa is so famous, is because Emma Nolan interviewed her. Congratulations. You've won yourself 4 all-access passes to Emerald Park. Have a wonderful break.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Clodagh.
Good luck, Clodagh.
Bye.
I wonder, are others traumatised by this food dude throwback this morning?
I don't understand how they could not be. They used to come in, Emma, right, once a week, and they'd have little packets, little clear packets, and it'd say food dudes on it, and it'd be like things like apple slices or orange slices, but then one day it was cherry tomatoes, and it was just like, here, eat them. And it was like, here's a frisbee, or here's like a pedometer.
What's a pedometer again?
A pedometer is like, tracks your steps.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean? Or here's like a pen or something like that.
Real cheap, plasticky rubbish.
Yeah, and if you didn't have to eat the stuff. They'd be like, oh, you don't. Would you not even try it? And you're like, no, that's fine. You would not get the toy, like, at all. It was like, imagine your Happy Meal, right? You had to eat that to get the toy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's Happy Meal, they just give you the toy anyway.
Mm.
But as food dudes, did absolutely not.
But that's mad, because I remember, cherry tomatoes, big fan of them.
Yeah.
Would never pick one up from the fridge and eat it on its own.
No, you wouldn't.
It's grand chopped up, little bit of salt.
But I'm obviously really over it. Anyway, I'm obviously over the situation and, you know, there's no trauma there.
Do you blame this experience for your crap diet?
I think I do, yeah. Look, I need something to blame, don't I? So, I'm going to say it's food dudes. It could be very well Clodagh came into my school and said, eat that. Go on. You can do it. No pedometer for you if you don't eat it.
No offence, but Clodagh probably sounds a bit younger than you, Dave.
No, I don't think so.
I love this. Keen to Grow, Little Dreaming on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Keen to Grow and Little Dreaming on Spin, love.
This is a huge show, lads. We just had Clodagh on, who used to work with food dudes. She's a nutritionist in the community. She used to work with food dudes, and I was telling her about my trauma with the cherry tomatoes and, oh, how awful they were. All for a bloody frisbee.
Yeah, these guys come into schools, obviously, and try to make kids eat tomatoes and fruit and stuff.
It's the reason I don't like tomatoes, I think.
Lauren, when food dudes came to your school, what did you do?
We used to flush our cherry tomatoes down the toilet because we used to check the bins at the end.
See what I mean? It was like a prison.
No, seriously, it was so bad. And like the prizes were so bad as well.
They were crap.
I don't even know why we forced ourselves to do it.
That's genius though. I should have flushed mine down the toilet. I was stupidly eating the bloody thing.
I can't believe
it. I know. And it tasted so bad.
So bad.
I can't believe a cherry tomato would flush. I feel like they'd float.
Oh, it would take a lot, eventually.
Well, Lauren, you got the frisbee.
Lauren, I'm so sorry for your trauma too. We're in it together.
I know, we're all in this together. Yeah, exactly. That's all that matters.
Thanks, Lauren, have a great day.
Too, bye.
So many shared experiences.
I was about to say, the food dude trauma is alive and well. Megan's message saying, I pretended to be allergic to tomatoes to get out of eating them and with food dudes in school.
I did that every week. They didn't believe me. They knew full well.
It's pure like, I'm on my period, I can't do TBE again. Emma said food dudes was the worst.
Yeah.
But I did get lucky in that we had an absolute madman in our class who loved raw tomatoes and would eat everyone else's. Just a 10-year-old boy pounding back 30 tomatoes in one sitting.
Oh, do you know what? That's a legend right there.
What a
Don't worry, bro. I'll get you a frisbee. Wake up in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Pretty miserable out there. It's been a
so
while since
grim.
The morning like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, just be aware there are, for some reason, water droplets coming from the sky.
It's
I don't know what's
strange.
Going on.
Don't like it. the third time, I think. Yesterday, I told Dave and producer Callum that it would be my last appointment at the dentist and my Invisalign would be no more and I would be getting a bar put in behind my top and bottom teeth, and maybe on the show we should play a game of tongue twisters because I'll be very spitty.
And we said for the third time, you know, you say this all the time, like it's not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Is it finally done?
No. Oh, for... I went out to the Red Cow yesterday to Three Dental and I said, this is it now. I'll come back. I had a whole hour booked in. Normally it's just in and out really quick. Just get the new retainers, have a quick look, what's going on. Yesterday was like a big deal.
It was a big day.
It was a big day.
You were graduating.
Exactly. I was graduating Invisalign school. And I went in and I was ready. She was having a look and she said, nah, Emma, I'm just not happy. I said, are you serious?
And you're just like, I'm happy. Just leave me alone.
The bottom ones, they're just not there yet. Has anyone got a hammer? Just start moving these things. They're just not doing what they're told to do. They're being really bold.
Are they being bold or are you being bold not wearing it? Ah, there you go. There you go.
No, I could be better. I could be better. But now, guys, I'm not going to talk about it anymore because we're 3 weeks away from getting the results of the scan to even start the process of the next
alert.
Set.
No, we're not.
What do you mean?
We're 19 weeks away.
That's what I mean. We're 3 weeks away before even starting the next stage of the process. So if I have them off by Christmas, we'll be doing well.
Christmas 2029.
Brilliant. Okay.
Your teeth are immovable objects.
Give them a shove.
Like the sword and stone, your teeth.
They just won't move.
Today is a big day, lads, right? And to be honest, I'm kind of glad it's here because I'm sick of this. Last few days, Emma Nolan has been a nervous wreck around the office, okay? Because after the show today, she is off to record a podcast with Ian Dempsey. Oh.
The king of Irish radio.
King of Irish radio, the king of the den back in the day.
Yeah.
Arino, right? He has a podcast called Dempsey's Dozen, and it's where he interviews you, but he also asks 12 general knowledge questions to see how smart you are. Now, in the past, he's had people like James Patrice, he's had Mark McCabe, he's had Louis Walsh, and now he's got Emma Nolan, okay? And Emma is freaking the hell out, and it's quite funny. She doesn't want to come across as thick because Emma Nolan, under no circumstances, is she thick. However, put her in front of a quiz and she will panic. She will panic, right?
Hate it, hate it. Thank you for saying I'm not thick.
You wouldn't be the best at quizzes now. It's
no.
Yeah, you wouldn't be. So the thing is that Emma's been freaking out that she's going to get the lowest score. Now, I know for a fact she will not get the lowest score because the lowest score at the moment is Darren Garrahy's dad on 2. Like, 2 is...
You've way too much faith in me. This is what's worrying me.
I don't know how you...
There's no way you're going to get 2. There's every chance I could get 0.
No, and I hope this isn't commentator's curse, but I don't think it is. I think you will absolutely be fine. Because I went back and I listened to some of Ian Dempsey's Dozen podcasts and I was like, I must get some of these questions. So I got a few clips of the questions and I think they're easy enough. I think that you'll be able to do them. All you need to do is a score of 2.
Okay. Darren's dad,
Eugene. And I don't know what was happening. Eugene mustn't have heard Ian that much. I don't know what's going on there. Because I've listened to the thing and I remember I got like 9 correct one
day. Stop!
Honestly, I did.
Why you're getting that in there now? Before you start quizzing me.
Oh, absolutely. So I got some questions off Ian Dempsey's podcast. Let's have a listen to see how you do with question 1.
So what do the letters PGA stand for?
It's not Paris Saint-Germain, is it? PGA. Paris Gold. PGA. Something to do with sport, anyway.
What is the PGA?
The PGA is something to do with golf, I'd
say. It is.
So it's what it stands for, though. The prize... gets.
Sorry, you knew it was for golf and you didn't decide that the G was for golf.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the person golf of angels. No, I don't know what the PGA stands for.
Please say that if he asks you that. Please say that. The Professional Golfers Association. So that's a bit, that's an incorrect. Okay.
Eugene Garry, he's still ahead of me.
Yes. All right. Let's go with question number 2.
Donald Trump, George Bush Jr., and which other US president were all born in the same year? And the year was 1946.
So who's the same age as Trump, basically?
Basically, yeah. And George Bush Jr.
It would have been before. It would have been before.
Younger.
Why is he obviously younger?
Why is Obama obviously younger?
Yeah.
Well, look how fit and hot he is.
He is. He is pretty fit and hot. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that.
Yeah, he's a ride.
Give me a president.
Who's your man who got shot?
Oh, my dear God.
Oh, dear God.
Do you think he's the same age as John F. Kennedy?
Was like the 70s or something. Was it? Yeah, that was a long time ago. Okay, I'm going to say Obama just because you hesitated.
No, but he's married and he had there was a big scandal.
His
wife ran for president against Trump.
Bill Clinton.
Well done.
Yes. Okay,
Ian Dempsey's not going to be that kind.
No, he's not going to egg me along like that.
No, so I'll give you half a point for that.
Lads, Eugene still beat me.
Let's go for question number three.
A famous massive hit from 2000 with the following lyrics. The year was 2000. If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother.
Stan by Eminem.
He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no.
Didn't even let Ian Dempsey, the legend of Irish radio, finish.
I interrupted Ian.
He didn't need to finish. You got it spot on.
Yes.
It is Eminem and Stan. All right, let's go for question four.
What is the only country in the world that has a musical instrument as its emblem?
What do you do? Us! Harp!
Spot on, Evan Nolan! I wouldn't have got that right.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known that. That's very good.
I would was
have
been like, what are we, Shamrock? No, we have a harp.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right, and question five, how would you have done?
In which sport would you find a boundary, a crease, stumps, and an LBW?
Excuse me? A crease, an LBW, that sounds... An LBW.
A boundary, a crease, and an LBW.
In which sport? It's probably something like cricket or something.
You're spot on! Emma Nolan!
No bloody way! Da,
da, da, da, da, da, da, da. You got 4 out of 5. Going with that, that's 80% correct.
I'm going to win the whole quiz.
You're going to win the whole damn thing.
Go top of the leaderboard, baby.
So they were all from Louis Walsh's episode. He got a score of 7 out of 12. You got a 4 out of 5. It's just fantastic. You are going to be absolutely spot on.
Now, that was pure and utter winging it in the last one. I just saw creased trousers. Oh, they're all posh playing cricket.
There you go. Go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to be absolutely fine.
That's the confidence boost I needed, but maybe blind confidence. You're on spin.
What's happening?
You know the way... I do this all the time when I'm chatting to my Spanish relatives. If I'm trying to have a conversation and we're getting a bit lost, we just open Google Translate and that's just how we communicate, and it always works a treat.
Yeah.
Well, Google Translate's getting better and better, I think, in terms of like direct translations and stuff. But the next thing they're looking at is developing AI to decode and speak dolphin language.
I was thinking animals is going to come happen
it's
very, very quickly.
There's got to be a world in the future. Is there a Black Mirror episode about this, I wonder?
Sure, there is somewhere. Yeah, there's many of them now these days.
Yeah. So speaking dolphin language is the next big thing that they're working on at the moment in this project called Dolphin Gemma. And I think versus other animals, they have quite distinguishable sounds. Maybe this is a good place to start. So they have like, I'm learning all this morning, by the way, I'm no dolphin expert, but they have signature whistles. So for example, if I'm calling Callum, I'd go like, wow. If I'm calling Dave, I'd be like, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they distinguish by each one, which maybe is unlike other animals. Then they have these particular squawks that they use in conflict, and they have these things called click buzzes, which is kind of using two
that must
examples.
Be the...
Yeah.
Whatever the dolphin sound is.
That's when they're getting there. Or they're chasing away like sharks or anything
okay,
like that. That's what they use there. So as I said, they're working on this. It's being created by Google and it helps to enable interspecies communication. I think a day when people can literally talk to their pets at home is a day that no one's going to leave the house anymore.
No,
why would
God,
you if
no.
you can sit at home and chat to your cat?
Although AI, I'd say they would get quite boring.
After a while.
It's probably the same thing. Like, they wouldn't have the same brains as us, do you know what I mean? So, like, after a while, it's just the same thing. Food, sleep.
Hungry. Yeah, fair, that's true. Scientists are experimenting by creating dolphin-like sounds to communicate back. So they're likening these specific whistles, and then they're rewarding them with these seaweed or toys if they answer back, basically.
Interesting.
And the goal overall is to build, as you can imagine, basic back and forth a communication system. The challenge is, obviously, dolphins aren't always the friendliest of friendly. They can be kind of nasty when
really?
They want to be. Yeah, they can. They can be kind of aggressive, I think.
Okay.
We need to get them on the right day. Anyway.
Like, much like ourselves.
Much like ourselves, exactly. I don't need AI to talk to my dog.
Oh, yeah? You've right? decided you can speak?
I do think I've never heard the kind of sounds from a dog that I hear from Seamus. And he does kind of respond to me if he's in the mood on certain things.
Okay.
He's 4 months old, and this is, say, a basic conversation that I would have with him.
Where should we go for a walk today? Will we go to the dog park? I think that's a good idea.
Is that actual...
That's on my life. That's audio of Seamus from my phone.
That's not AI.
That's not AI.
That's genuinely Seamus.
It's in my voice notes folder there on my phone.
And is he that responsive that quickly?
He can be.
Okay.
Yeah, on a good day.
That's really cool.
You can actually hear it in him that he's like... In my head, anyway.
No.
He's like, yeah, yeah. No, obviously he doesn't know what I'm saying. But I sometimes imagine
idea,
that he does know what's going on, right?
Did you see any foxes in the garden this morning?
I know. Was that
know.
Straight away?
They drive you nuts, don't they?
Like,
Jesus, Emma, he's that close to talking.
Oh, I know, he's trying so hard. I imagine him like a toddler. You know when they have like... You know, they're calling like, I don't know, give me an example of a toddler trying to say a word. Like,
Mama, Dad, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like, yeah, like trying to get a couple of words
oh,
that are
yeah,
half
yeah.
making sense. I feel like he's on the cusp, guys. We get him another few months and he'd be like, yeah, come on, let's go off down to the dog park, will we?
You're after getting one of them talking dogs.
I think I am, listen.
See any foxes in the garden this morning?
I know.
They drive you nuts, don't they?
It's the yeah. I like you get like you'd get less response out of me. Like, do you
yeah,
know what I mean? Like
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
that's unbelievable.
They drive you mad, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Like he's so close to talking. That's unbelievable. He must be very confused as to why he hasn't spoken yet.
I know. He's trying so hard.
That's unbelievable. And what are you doing when he's like this? Are you rubbing his neck? What are you doing?
I'm just chatting if I've been out for the morning and I come home, he's just like, oh, hello, what's been going on?
That's insane, man.
Hanging out the
I've never seen
a
dog
a
talk that much.
Neither have I.
That's crazy.
It's bizarre. I don't need you, Google. I have my shame.
All right. So I have this this thing that obviously when you turn 30, I feel like then everyone starts to get married and you start getting invited to a lot of weddings. That hasn't happened just yet, but I'd imagine I'm on the way.
Oh, amen you are,
and
sir.
I feel like it's starting now, right? It's just this one wedding. So basically, my housemate, right, he had his friend over. And he has his friend over every couple of months. He comes down from the country, right? And he's a nice guy. We get along really, really well. And we have the crack.
You've probably known him a few years now.
I've known him probably about 2 years now, yeah. And this guy has been engaged for, I want to say, 3 years. The wedding's in August, okay? Every single time this guy has come to my house and we've met up or we've gone out or whatever, he always references his wedding and says, oh, Dave, you'll meet this person at the wedding. And he'll go, don't forget the wedding. Don't forget, you know, put that in your diary. You know, that's the wedding
date,
you know.
Almost like a point of reference, like this guy I'm telling you a story about. You'll meet him at the wedding.
You'll meet him at the wedding. Yeah. Oh, wait till you meet this person at the wedding. Oh, wait till you see the tux I've got for the wedding. You know, all this kind of stuff. He's very excited about his wedding, but keeps dropping into things. Oh, wait till you see at the wedding. I haven't officially been invited, but every time I'm with him, he's just like, you're looking forward to the wedding. And he keeps telling me about the wedding and keeps like talking to me as if I'm invited. And I'm like, you know, I'm not. You're invited to the wedding. But I haven't got the wedding invite and I don't know whether to show up or whether I can show up without, like, I can't remember the last time I was at a wedding. Do you have to go up with the invitation and be like, see, I have a ticket?
Yeah. Scan your way in.
Scan your way, yeah. Like, what's the etiquette here? So I haven't got an official invite, but I've been invited, I want to say, 14 times.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
But your housemate, who'd be closer friends with him, has the official invitation, as in something that was sent in the post.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But like, he's like best man, so he'd obviously have to have it. Do you know what I mean? So I think I'm just kind of seen as like, sure, come along. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I haven't, do I have a place? Do I have...
Somewhere to sit?
Do I have have somewhere to, you know what I mean?
Am
I
going to be sat? Soup for me?
And we sat at the back taking photos, going, "That was good crack. I'll go home now." Do you know what I mean? It's not really something you can just show up to and passing. Do you know what I mean? Like if you were having drinks for your party or something for your birthday or something, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, sure, pop in for a drink or call over." Do you know what I mean?
Call into a wedding for a while.
That's the vibe that I'm getting, and obviously it's so typical lad culture where it's like, "Ah sure, yeah, pop in. It's your bloody wedding, mate. Like I can't just pop in."
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because if you don't show up, he clearly is going to be kind of annoyed by that because he's made so many points of it to you that he clearly wants you there. If he keeps dropping it into conversation,
yeah.
The other side of it is his partner, you know, guy or girl or whatever. Yeah. But it'd be like, "Who is your man? That's I didn't invite him to the wedding."
I'm worried that maybe he hasn't said it to the wife to be, and is just like, "Ah, sure, yeah, pop over and see how it goes." Do you know what I mean? If we can get you a dinner, we'll get you a dinner.
You'd obviously like to go.
Yeah, but then this weekend he was over as well. And he starts referencing Pippa. And he's like, "Yeah, sure, when you and Pippa come."
Oh, wow.
So I've got an imaginary plus one now.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? All I need is the official thing. And I don't want to say it to him because I don't want him to feel like I'm inviting myself to the wedding.
Getcha, yeah.
But I'd be like, "Give me an invite. Give me an official invite." I don't know if I'm invited to this wedding. I've been invited 14 times, haven't got the official thing. What do I do?
This kind of stuff freaks me out so much and plays in my mind so much. I'd be like, am I going? Am I not? I need to know what's happening and when.
But like now all of a sudden I have a plus one. So that's my pickle at the moment. And I feel like maybe going into my 30s as I'm going to be invited to a lot more weddings, maybe I should just not go because, you know what I mean, because I'm going to have loads in the future. Or should I go to... for the crack, it sounds like a bit of fun, and you know, my mates will be there, but I haven't got the official thing, and I just don't know whether I can go to this wedding or not. So, I'd love your thoughts. What do you think? 087-711-103. Voice notes are so welcome on this. Am I invited to the wedding? Can I go to the wedding? I don't know.
Can you go to the wedding? That's actually great, you know, because as you said, it's the lackadaisical way that guys throw around these invites.
Yes.
And again, you need something solid hanging on your fridge to be like, that's the date.
And I know people are going to be like, just ask them for an official. I don't want to do that because it's just, I feel like I'm inviting myself then. Do you know what I mean?
He feels like he has to. I get you. Okay.
It's awful confusing. I don't know what to do. Am I invited to the wedding? 087-711-1038. What do you think?
Okay, here's Doechii now and Anxiety on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. Poor Dave, very anxious this morning on this.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. All right, little bit of a pickle this morning. Reason being that I've looked kind of a new friend. He's my mate's friend and he's been over at the house a couple of times over the last 2 years. I'd say I've met him about 10 times or something like that. And every time I'm around him, he's just like, "Oh, Dave, you'll meet this person at the wedding. They're great crack." Or he'll talk about, you know, "Oh, we'll have a great day at the wedding. Oh, it's going to be unreal." And he's talking.
"You see me suit now, you'll see at the wedding."
He's been engaged for like 3 years. He's getting married in August, right? But every time I'm around him, he keeps referencing the fact that I'm going to his wedding. However, I've never actually got an official invite. I've never got the piece of paper that says, "Save the date, it's this time." Whereas everyone else has. But every time, like I was only with him this weekend and he was still like, "Oh yeah, Dave, wait till you see the tux at the wedding now. You'll love it. It's great." Like, do you know what I mean? All this kind of crack. And I'm like, right, I'm clearly invited, but not officially. And I'm starting to worry, can I show up to this wedding?
There's nothing, well, there's loads of things worse, but it is horrible when you're in a situation being like, am I wanted here or not? In any
situation. Exactly, because I don't want to say it to him either. I don't want to be like, "Hey, give me an official invite there," because I feel like I'm inviting myself to the wedding.
Yeah.
But even only this week, he started talking about Pippa and he was like, "Oh yeah, sure, when you and Pippa come to the wedding." I'm like, right, so I have a plus one now, but no official invite, for God's sake.
Now, Pippa needs to know what she's doing as
exactly.
well. Yeah. Joanna was on this.
I tell you, we'll get an invite out on the coast. It's just a bit soon. It's only April now, and I think you said the wedding was August.
Yeah.
So I'd say around June, end of June maybe. You will get an invite
from See, I wouldn't mind that, but everyone's got their invites already.
Oh, right. Okay. I was going to say, because sometimes, the save the date might go first. Is that right? It's, I don't know, wedding stuff. I'm a bit out of the loop on it. Erica, what do you think? Is Dave invited to the wedding?
I don't think you're invited to the wedding.
Okay.
But you potentially could show up to the afters of the wedding.
Oh, you think I'm invited to the reception?
Yeah, but not the dinner.
Oh, really? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's two levels of invite to a wedding. There's the full whack, go to the church, have the meal, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then there's the afters, where you go for the party part, which means it's not costing the bride and groom a meal for you.
Okay, basically. But you see, the thing is this wedding's like 3 hours away. I have to get a hotel and everything. Do you know what I mean? So, do I just rock up to the reception, just have a dance and head off home then?
Yeah, you could. Or you could book the hotel, yeah. But I don't think you're invited to the wedding or the meal.
Okay,
okay,
right.
Interesting.
You know what, Erica, that would actually make sense. Thank you very much.
He's been downgraded, Erica. Thank you for that.
I think so, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. Bye.
Talk to you later. Ian was in touch too on this, Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, just grow up, be a man and talk to him and say, listen, you've obviously invited me several times now, but, you know, does your missus know? And then I realised this is the guy that had his most recent birthday and jumps on.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like Ian regularly sends Dave a grueling.
I swear, but like, I don't even know if it's just Ian. I just feel like every time I have a problem on this show, I get a voice note from some guy that just says, grow up and be a man. We have clearly seen over the last 2.5 years that I'm not capable of doing so. So let's just, you know,
accept that.
Accept it. And I'm not part of the problem here.
Rosie's there. What do you think, Rosie? Is Dave invited to this wedding?
Yeah, in a casual roundabout. I just turn up anyway.
Would you?
Yeah, just for the crack. But I tell you what, I would just drop him a text, say, just blame it all on the imaginary girlfriend and say, she's looking for an outfit, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what the women are like, you know, so. I don't even know where it is, pal. Can you send us on the invite?
Yes.
I would, definitely.
That's a really
I'd be a
good
cheeky,
shout.
Though.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
Facts.
Rosie, I'd be cheeky as well. See, I'd be the exact same. I'm just kind of taking this and running with it. All right, so you think I can go and sit down to the... My only fear, Rosie, is they've no dinner for me.
Scarlet for you?
I know.
Just ask somebody. Just ask somebody beside you.
Can I have a spare seat and a spare bit of beef?
Get a burger before you go. You'd be grand.
Right, Rosie, that's a genius idea. Thank you.
No problem. Good luck. I'm dying to hear how it goes.
Thanks, Rosie. Good luck.
Talk to you later. Ailish standing by there as well. Ailish, what do you think Dave should do here?
Like, you need to talk to the mutual friend and get him to find out, because the absolute thoughts of going and asking the groom yourself is so anxiety inducing.
Yeah, that's
why would you put yourself through that?
Yeah.
Like, if a mutual friend, just delegate that stuff out. Outside.
That's absolutely fair. Yeah, I agree, because if I don't, then it's kind of my own fault, I suppose, if I show up and I wasn't actually invited.
No, but at the same time, I know what you mean. It's kind of scarlet for you having to go directly to the group.
Scarlet.
It's like, yeah.
Scarlet.
Like, I could never. Do you know what, that's actually a really, really good point. Thank you.
And your friend is the best man. Let him do all the dirty work. It's part of his role.
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
Yeah.
He's basically been employed to do this.
Yes, very true. Very, very true.
Thanks, Ailish.
Thanks.
Good
bye.
Luck, Ailish. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm going to do, I think. I'm just going to hand this over to Ben and just let him figure it out. And I suppose it'll just be Ben's fault if I'm there or not.
That's actually a really good way of looking at it.
You know what I mean? If I show up, Ben's fault. If I don't show up, Ben's fault.
Perfect.
There you go.
Job done.
God, I'd hate to be a best man. It sounds like a lot of pressure.
Let's go.
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 Here I go.
Fully charged.
Spins fully charged. It's so good.
Hello, what's the crack?
Hey, good morning. Do you know what? I've worked in Spin for, I want to say, nearly 4 years, probably over 4 years to five, 4 to 5 years, right? And it's been in the same building for all of those years and for many years before that. I'm starting to really hating working in a corporate building.
Why is that now?
Because sometimes I see people and I'm like, oh, they must be new, and I'll introduce myself.
You're very good at that, in fairness.
Turns out they've worked here longer than I have.
Yeah, I know.
I was just up there in the kitchen making a cup of tea. Some guy walks in and I was like, I have no idea if I've ever seen him before. He must be new. And I was like, oh, hey, man, how are you? And he's like, hey, Dave. I was like, oh, crap. He's obviously worked here for a long time to know me. And I'm just getting to the point now where I'm like, okay, everyone, I think, needs to wear a badge if they're new. And I got to the point where I was like, I know that was in the in-betweeners and it really puts a spotlight on them, but I think they need to wear a badge if they're new. I need to know.
Honestly, I think that would change everything. I've worked here, 2.5 years now? And there's people who, if I walk into the canteen, I'm like, no idea who that person is. And you engage in this awkward, hiya. And I'm too tired to be making.
But you see, it's so different because, like, in most people's like work lives, they work in an office and they know everyone on the office.
Yeah.
Whereas we work with so many other companies, so like sometimes it's very hard for us to know.
And we're expected to know all the companies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but like even some companies have nothing to do with radio or down on the second floor. I'd be in the lift, so I'd be like, who? I've never seen you before.
I know.
It's very confusing. So yeah,
and in a way, and I totally appreciate how terrible this is going to sound, but in fairness, some people, they have it easier with us because we're the idiots on the radio.
Yeah.
So they're like, that's your man from Spain.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Whereas, that's what I'm saying. Accountants need to have radio shows so we know who they are.
Accountants FM.
Please. Good morning. I want to talk about John Boyega. People who love Star Wars will obviously know him. He plays a guy called Finn. Now, I haven't seen Star Wars. I know you haven't either, but I would like to one day.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy always seemed so cool, and he always seemed like a chill guy whenever I saw him, like the Graham Norton show or the likes of that kind of stuff. But he came out there and he said that he only had £45 in his bank account before landing the role in Star Wars, right? Mm. Which I thought was crazy. He's been acting since 2011, but he was struggling financially when The Force Awakens came along. Only had 45 quid in his bank account, right? But
I always wonder about those stats though. I'm like, did you 45 quid because you're paid in an hour? Was it the last day of the month?
I'd imagine actors get paid and then they just spend all of it and then they're like, crap, I don't have a role lined up.
Fact, actually, yeah. It's not like you're getting a monthly salary,
exactly.
Is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So J.J. Abrams called him to offer the part. Who's J.J. Abrams?
Gracie Abrams' dad.
There you go. But he called him up and he said he got the part, right? And John Boyega was pretending he was at an art show. Turns out he was actually just chilling at home in Catford.
Just to make it sound like he's real, like...
Just to make sure... Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
artsy.
I wasn't
cool.
Even thinking about the role. Like, I had so much going on. So he jumped in a taxi to Mayfair, which cost nearly all the money he had, but it was there that thankfully J.J. Abrams told him that he got the role, so it didn't really matter about the money. So that story got me thinking of the famous Matt LeBlanc and Courtney Cox story. I don't know if you ever heard this, but like, yeah. I heard about this non-stop. It was always on Facebook, right? The whole story is that after they got their first paycheck, Matt, who only had $11 in his account when he got the first paycheck from Friends, bought a hot meal, right? And Courtney Cox bought a Porsche. Do you know what I mean? Like, so they're very, very different.
Hey.
Do you know what I mean? Very, very different people.
On the first paycheck, she bought a Porsche.
Yes. I know. Some paycheck, right? So I was wondering what other celebs out there didn't have a penny before their big break. Didn't have a penny. Sylvester Stallone had to sell his dog to get $40 for food before his Rocky script was picked up.
Wow.
And after his Rocky script was sold, Sylvester Stallone was able to buy back the dog for a lot more money.
Of course.
Yeah.
Gave him back to me. Here's half a mil. Just give him back my dog.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson began his acting career with just $7 and is now worth $800 million. He said in 1995 that, he said like in a caption or something, he said, in 1995, I had 7 bucks in my pocket and knew 2 things. I'm broke as hell and one day I won't be. $800 million. I mean, he's done quite a good job.
Honestly,
in
I think in this life, you have to just be more cocky.
Oh yeah.
Don't you? You have to be like, I'm gonna.
To a point. We're not great at that as Irish people.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, I really, really like this story. Steve Harvey, do you know who he is? He does like a kind of a TV show in America. He's a big mustache and he did like, it was a family fortune and stuff like that over in the US. So he had $35 when he was offered a televised performance at the Apollo Theater in New York, but he couldn't afford to get there. So he landed 2 last minute gigs in Florida that paid $450 total. He used that to get to New York. And he did such a good job that he made his TV debut, changed his life. It was
unbelievable. Be a hustler. And then when you arrive and you do that performance, you have that hunger. And like,
oh, yeah,
the hustle.
100%.
You're like, this is my opportunity.
But I just love that it's like literally living paycheck to paycheck and then you've got your big break. Melissa McCarthy, she had less than a fiver in her bank account early on in her career. She said, I remember when you could still get a $5 bill out of an ATM and I couldn't get that because my balance was under $5.
Wow.
Which is just so insane.
Do you remember in college when you'd be putting petrol into your car?
A tenner.
No, but... if even 7.27
yeah.
And counting up your cents.
I bring back the story of ringing my dad, be like, I just put a 7 euro into my car and the dial didn't go up. He's like, well, obviously. Richard Madden couldn't pay his rent. He plays Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. Couldn't pay his rent. He was living off $5 a day.
Wow.
And Chris Pratt, he was offered a movie role, but it was in LA. He only had $60, so he couldn't make it to LA, and he told the person, look, I can't make it. They flew him out there and he just never left. He just stayed there forever because he became so famous off that one thing. So I just thought, quite interesting.
Mm.
Very endearing as well of these people to have done so, so well. I've always remembered the Courtney Cox and Matt LeBlanc one, though, where it's like, he bought a hot meal because he only had $11 in his bank account before that, and she went and bought Porsche.
Can you imagine how many hot meals you could get, though? Oh my God, I'd be going for the 5 courses, baby.
Straight for Carvery every day.
Facts. Okay.
Oh, no. No.
Bit of shock horror for you on a Wednesday morning. Before we proceed and go another step, if you have food in your mouth right now, swallow it. Good.
Done.
Okay. This is all I always love a good
I don't know why you like
report.
This.
Oh, it's just interesting to know what we've been eating. Oh, we're all gross. 2024, we have the results, should we say, the amount of complaints and the type of complaints that they've gotten through its advice line, okay? This is the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. In total, 8,596 complaints That's a lot of complaints. Well, not most of these. More than half of these were customer complaints. And all complaints were followed up and investigated. Let's just get that out there to be like, you know,
okay,
we're not completely gross as a country. They are looking after things for us.
But you're not going to like ruin my favourite restaurant or takeaway place on my area.
I'm not going to go.
You're
out
not going to name names, right?
Not at all.
Perfect. Because I don't want to know if my favourite Chinese has rats in it. I don't care.
No, I actually don't want to know either.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't tell me.
If there was rat droppings like under the guy's food as he's dropping the food to me, that collects from the restaurant, that's fine. Just leave it out.
Happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, literally.
Droppings happen.
Okay, so look, do you want some examples of the objects that were found in food last year?
No, but I know you're going to tell me anyway.
Buckle up, Dave. Lovely loaf of bread. Ah, yeah. Go home now and open it up. Get a bit of butter on there. A few slices of ham.
Before we go any further, was this in a restaurant, a shop? Was it?
It's a loaf of brown bread that you would have just bought in the shop.
Bought in the shop. Okay, go on.
Dead spider.
Ah. No. No, no, no.
Do you know the way that real, that lovely fresh bread as well, the imprint of the spider legs? Thrown out across it.
A fossil.
Muesli. Trying to be healthy at the moment, doing your 5Ks. Yeah, maybe a good option for you for a bit of brekkie. Scooping out your muesli into your bowl in the morning. Oh, there's a bag full of maggots in there.
Oh, a bag. A bag full of maggots.
Don't know who put them in there.
Oh, my God. Mm. Honestly, if I had a bag full of maggots and there was muesli in it, I'd be raging. I would never go near muesli, so don't worry, I'll never go there again.
You're getting a bit better now. You would cook yourself the odd chicken breast, I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It had a load of breadcrumbs around it.
Yeah. Just an old casual piece of glass stuck into the chicken boob.
Crunchy. Crunchy. Mm. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
You do love a bag of crisps, don't you, Dave?
I have a feeling I'm not anymore.
Oh, chomp, chomp, chomp. In and out we go. Oh, what's that? It's a toothpick. It's been around people's decay and pulls some crap out of people's teeth.
Like, I used to work in a factory. You're not allowed anything around you. Like, at the thought of something falling, how does a toothpick get in a bloody bag of crisps?
You mentioned you're Chinese. What's your order?
Oh, I don't want to tell you.
Come on, tell me.
I'd probably just get a spice bag. If not, I get sweet and sour chicken, fried rice, a few chips.
Right, okay, so you're mushing it all in together.
Yeah.
Would you mush up this chip?
Sweet and sour chicken? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't separate them?
No, I put it all on top of each other.
Here we go.
Sauce.
Bite number 17. Oh, there's a metal nail.
A metal nail?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Not too bad. I'm always short of nails. That's fine. Could have been worse. Could have been a fingernail.
And imagine how much you could sue for that. You got to kill me.
That's
box
true.
Of grapes with a snail.
They are very similar looking.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't blame the grape company.
A burrito bowl.
No.
A live insect. Not even dead. Crawling away.
Damn it.
Come on, we all like swat a fly off our crisps and eat it anyway, don't we?
Mm.
Not really a big deal.
Yeah.
And finally, for now, a large piece of metal in a chocolate biscuit.
Very nice.
Mm.
Great.
So the biggest kind of hard hitters last year were plastic, insects, spiders, hairs, glass, metal, and stones.
Do you remember the rat in the bread in the deli? That was a great day. I enjoyed
that.
It was this huge story of this video of a rat like jumping around a deli and into a loaf of bread and then jumping back out of it again. It was a wonderful time.
There was no mention of rats. They're my own thing. The maggots I can handle.
So we're doing well on rats anyway.
No sign of rats last
this
year.
This is great.
Big improvement. Well done, all.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tickets.
I'm ready. All right, here we go. We are giving away a trip today. We're giving away a trip to Fuerteventura. I'm saying it out into the universe.
Manifestation.
Yes.
We want to send you off to Fuerteventura for a full week, 7 nights at Pierre and Vegas's Village. All with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday
Who've
company.
We got?
It's Georgia. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just on my way into work.
What
the traffic
do you do?
Is dire.
Oh, it's, every time there's a bit of rain, honestly, we don't know how to drive in the rain.
Everyone forgets how to drive when it starts raining.
Yeah, it's awful. Georgina, what do you do for work?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse, very good.
Well, you better hurry on.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, people need you, Georgina.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
People on their way to work who like work in healthcare like that or carers should have the blue lights to be like, move.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Georgina, for when, being a nurse, I'd imagine you're incredibly busy. When was the last time you got a holiday?
Oh, God, it's been a while. I'd say September last year.
Dear God, I love when I ask someone when's the last time they had a holiday and they go, oh, God.
God, just the thought of it. It's years ago.
It feels like longer.
Honestly. Yeah. No, but September last year is still a while away.
That winter was long, and look out at that this morning. Yeah. I understand. Let's try and get you out of here, gal.
It's time to get you away, Georgini. You deserve it. Let's get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Not really, no.
That's all right. In essence, Georgina, the game is some songs are going to play, and you need to guess the songs and artists, all right? It's as simple as that. Basically, okay. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, and five songs and artists are going to play. If you guess them, you will win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song at any point, Georgina, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, I think I got it.
You're all clear. Happy
you got
days.
This girl. Best of luck to you.
Georgina, where are you from?
I'm from Dublin.
What part?
I live in Greystones.
Georgina from... Oh, very nice. I do love a bit of Greystones. It feels like a little bit of a Lego town.
It does. It doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel real. Very, very nice. All right, Georgina from Dublin, living in Greystones. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home. Whether it's tonight or...
Who's that, Georgina?
Down the road.
Oh, God, it's Carry You Home.
Yes.
Alex Barnes?
Stop the clock. Oh, yes.
Wrong.
No, you are correct. Okay. It took you 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's the only problem. Oh, I thought you might use your swap there. Look, we're grand. We've 10 seconds left on the clock. You're going to have to speed it right up.
Yeah, you will. But it's doable, Georgina. Yeah. It is absolutely doable.
Okay.
Don't forget, you still have that swap remaining.
You still.
Just take a deep breath in, Georgina.
Okay.
A deep breath in.
Talk at like 1.5 on WhatsApp, you know what I mean? You need to be real quick here.
Just start shouting it. Yeah. But you still have that swap available, Georgina. So don't forget that. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, Tate McRae.
Yes.
Ray Charles.
Oh, it's so close. Yeah, we'll give you that.
Beep, beep, beep.
I'm being nice.
Sports car. Race car. Tomato.
Very, very good.
Rand.
Sorry.
That's okay, Georgina.
Us, Georgina.
That's okay.
Now, that cost you 6 seconds, but we're grand.
Okay.
4 seconds left. Now you're talking on the WhatsApp point by 2 speed, okay?
Yeah, 2 speed.
I'm trying. My brain is... I haven't had my coffee yet.
Oh, fair enough, Georgina.
1.33 seconds per song is what you got to do here, all right?
Totally doable.
So I think you need to just defy time, all right?
Here we go. Georgina, song three plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Oh, I don't know.
Irish lad.
Ah, there's your time. You don't have to apologise to us, Georgina. It wasn't to be, but that was New Era and Generation Love.
No.
I understand.
Georgina, you may not have won, but did you have fun?
I did. Thank you so much.
We had fun playing with you, Georgina. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for playing.
No.
Have a fantastic day. Mm.
Thank you.
Thanks, Georgina.
Good luck.
Bye.
I love that. Just no.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, this is not happening. But what she could have said was swap.
Yes, that's true.
But she went with no. But that's okay, Georgina. It wasn't to be, and maybe she'll come on again and absolutely smash it. That's what I'm kind of sick of saying that. I would just like to give it away tomorrow, to be honest. That'd be nice.
Do you know what? As well, we're not here Friday, so it would be lovely to give it away tomorrow.
Tomorrow's our Friday.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Bit of exclusive for you, because tomorrow is actually the last time that we'll play the golden ticket until the 28th.
The 28th of what?
This month.
Oh my God.
Which gives them loads of time to find a new prize.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to say that song one...
is going to stay the same.
And song two...
I was like, song one is not enough.
Is going to stay the same.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, Carry You Home, Ella Henderson, Alex Warren, will be song one.
Okay. So can we test that out, Dave? Here we go, song one.
Tate McRae, sports car.
Oh, Christ.
Sorry, race car.
Start again, go.
Alex Warren, Carry You Home.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then song two will be sports car. Not going to accept race car tomorrow.
Sports car,
Tate McRae.
So, Dave,
yeah.
Let's trial it.
Sports car, Tate McRae.
There we go.
You could be quicker, man.
Space 37 is sports.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep all the time on the clock, okay? If you want to register to get on the air tomorrow, it is golden in a WhatsApp now, please, to 087-711-103.
So I've recently become a chain wearer. Ever since we went to Coverpoint Studios, they gave me a chain.
Yep.
I don't know what to do with it when I get in the shower. And I've just been taking it off. Can I wear a chain in the shower or will it rust? Is that stupid? Because it's obviously silver. Maybe it's not metal.
It's decent silver. It should be fine in the shower.
Really? So do you wear like your rings and necklaces and all in the shower?
I would do, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, I would. As in sometimes because
this is
going to
save
rings.
Me so much time because I take about 10 minutes to put the thing back on.
My granny, when she gave me her ring, said never take it off anywhere because once you start taking rings off and on again, that's when you start losing things.
Really?
Yeah, I just keep it on at all times, darling.
Okay.
Although you might get a necklace line in the sun.
Oh yeah.
Tan.
God, I'd look so cool.
You would.